And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United Nations says a ceasefire process for Sudan is under discussion. AP correspondent Charles Day Ledesma reports.
The UN's top official in Sudan, Volker Perthes, tells the Associated Press the troubled nation's warring generals have agreed to negotiations, potentially in Saudi Arabia, even as they clash in the capital, despite another three-day extension of a fragile ceasefire. Perthes adds, if the talks come together, they would initially focus on establishing a stable and reliable ceasefire monitored by national and international observers. But he warns there were still challenges in holding the negotiations. A string of temporary truces over the past week have eased fighting only in some areas, and in others, fierce battles are continuing. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United Nations World Food Program says it's resuming operations in Sudan after a pause of more than 2 weeks prompted by the killings of three staff members. Michael Atit reports from Port Sudan.
The WFP said distribution of food is expected to commence in the states of Gadarif, Jazira, Kassala and White Nile in the coming days to provide the life-saving assistance that many so desperately need right now. The WFP suspended operations when three staff members were killed in the first day of the conflict between Sudan's army and the paramilitary unit, the Rapid Support Forces. The WFP noted that more than 15 million people faced severe food insecurity in Sudan before the conflict began, and said it expects the number to grow significantly as the fighting continues. Michael Atit for VOA News, Port Sudan.
Ukrainian officials say Russia launched its second large salvo of missiles at Ukraine in recent days. The attack damaged buildings and wounded at least 34 people, but failed to hit Kyiv. This is VOA News. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has notified Congress the U.S. could default on its debt as early as June 1st. If the body does not raise or suspend its statutory borrowing authority before then, Yellen urged congressional leaders in a letter Monday, quote, to protect the full faith and credit of the United States by acting as soon as possible to address the nearly $31 trillion limit on its legal borrowing authority. U.S. President Joe Biden and House of Representatives Speaker Kevin McCarthy keep trading public jabs over raising the nation's debt limit without showing any signs of reaching a deal. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
America is not a deadbeat nation.
The president says it's one that pays the bills.
And we should do so without reckless hostage taking from some of the mega Republicans in Congress.
But McCarthy insists on steps toward lowering the debt before agreeing to boost the borrowing ceiling.
We will not pass a debt ceiling that just raises it without doing something about our debt.
The House passed a budget proposal last week to do just that, figuring it might pressure the president into meeting to work out a deal. He's refusing until McCarthy takes debt default off the table. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The administration of U.S. President Joe Biden is warning hospitals it violates federal law to deny emergency abortions to women whose lives are in jeopardy, citing a recent case. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services says two hospitals, one in Missouri and one in Kansas, refused to provide an emergency abortion to Melissa Farmer of Joplin, Missouri, putting her life in jeopardy and breaking the law with their refusals. HHS Secretary Javier Becerra says Farmer went into premature labor at 17 weeks. The fetus would not survive and she could lose her uterus, but because there was a fetal heartbeat, the states prohibited an abortion. He says federal law protecting a mother trumps the state laws protecting a fetus. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More than 250 law enforcement officials, including the U.S. Marshals, have joined the Texas manhunt for a gunman who fatally shot five neighbors late Friday. But the search for a suspect, a 38-year-old, has come up empty despite the additional manpower, scent tracking dogs, and a total of $80,000 in reward money. On Monday, a heavy presence of police converged in a neighboring area where the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reported a possible sighting, but later said none of the persons were found to be the suspect. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.